Blog Talk Radio.
USA Election Eve. Inner Sight Around the World. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Well, here we are. We have arrived at the night before this country picks a new commander-in-chief. There's been quite a thing going on, and this is Mad or Glad Monday. Well, you got to figure out what you're glad about, what you're mad about. And as far as for myself, you know, I'm not going to tell people how to vote. I can only tell you that I've had some personal interaction with some of the candidates. And that's, to me, a good thing because it gives me some idea how to vote. Now, we've endorsed a couple of different people here local and on Long Island, Alexis Wyke, who seems to be a very caring person and who's in with Senator Phil Boyle, who's the incumbent up for re-election. So if you have some experience with people and you determine that they care, there's a good indicator who to vote for. Now, on the other hand, I've had some horrible experiences with the other side, and they happen to be Democrat. So I'm not going to vote for someone who completely ignores the safety of thousands and thousands of people. The state senator on the Democratic side, I'm not going to name that person, but on that side has completely ignored calls for safety with the traffic signals, pedestrian signals that everybody can negotiate and read. And she's one of the top people in the state. All she had to do is make a phone call, tell them to get their ass out there and it's accessible. So that person wouldn't even call me. So there you have an indicator. If you can get an indicator and an idea, if you have any personal experience with these people that are running, take it. The people in the officials in the town have been good to Inner Sight here local in Long Island, New York. So I'm inclined to be for them. And I recommend, you know, go with the people who you know have helped and who care. Some of the town officials have even donated money to Inner Sight. Presidential, I don't know. I'll be very honest with you. Back and forth, in and out, up and down. You got to decide that one for yourself. I'm not really endorsing anyone. Inner Sight doesn't endorse anyone for president. That's up for grabs. And, you know, you got to try to figure out. I will say that I don't think either candidate should be blamed for this virus. Either presidential candidate should be blamed for this virus. I think blame should fall in the right place. The people that were supposed to protect us, the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, the doctors, the hospitals, you know, by being so narrow-minded and not letting other forms of healing be used, have contributed to the illness and the death of the thousands and millions. So I think those are the people who you got to blame, not the people running for president. I mean, they can only do so much. You know, they and they're following what these medical people are telling them. Yeah, they should have declared a whole different type of emergency. This is an emergency. You know, bring in the holistic doctors. Let's see what they can do. If we can help people, why not? You know, it's so funny. It's so weird, this virus, because it's supposed to be an emergency, right? But yet, they won't call upon every type of healing that might help people. Now, isn't that strange? Why is that? That has to make you very suspicious. Are they really telling us the truth about all this stuff? People keep saying, well, yeah, a lot of people have died after they got the virus, but did they die from the virus or did they die from the complications mingled with the other conditions that they had? See? That's a key question. And the other question is, which I'd like to know the answer to, this is a mad. If there are any statistics, anybody want to Google or try to look it up? How many disabled people in this country have died from this virus? There's no talk about that, no statistics that I know of to find that out. Because I believe that we are further the victims. And, you know, that they're using this virus in many ways as an excuse to minimize our help and protection. Example, nursing homes. Look what they did there. Horrible. Horrible situation. Three different programs. And the politicians didn't activate any of them on an emergency basis. Why? To get people out. That should have been done immediately. The World Health Organization should have commanded that as one of the emergency measures. Because you're dealing with people in these nursing homes who can't get up and walk out and say, hey, I'm leaving, I'm getting out of here. They can't do that. So they're left unprotected. And we all know that the governor in this state, Andrew Cuomo, should resign. Inner Sight Around the World. Brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Rrr, little bear, Akita. And great pet dog, service dog, just a companion dog. Great therapy dog, you get the right one. They love people. And they're very perceptive, too. Akita. Joanne Diamond, Akita Lady, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita around the world. All the beautiful children, take care of them, watch over them, protect them. And some of whom who have passed away and needed more protection and couldn't get it because of the way the system is set up. Corey Foster, Little Tommy, Avanti Oquindo, just to name a few. Ollie Campbell got excellent care. His father and mom fought for him, kept him at home. He lived as long as he could. And, you know, we are certainly proud of that. That Tyree and his wife...
Oh, yeah.
Took care of that. Inner Sight Example. See, there's the example for every disabled child in this world, what they did.
Oh, yeah. They were excellent parents.
Proud to, we had them on the television show in Hollywood, which was great, but proud to say that every organization, every parent should model themselves after Tyree.
Yeah, they should.
Ali's dad. All right, inner sight, go an extra mile for a child.
You know what the difference is, and I'm going to say, you know, although they had a lot of trouble in the beginning because they didn't have the resources in the beginning, I know that, but they still had the love and the friendship and everything that they had for that child, you know, right in the beginning. They had it right there.
Well, he had a big court fight. He had to go to court and
for it. I know. Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. It didn't come easy, but what Tyree had that every child should have, okay, that what I'm trying to say is that what he had was the love of the family, and every child should have that. And, you know,
he had
and
us
also,
too.
And he had us also.
And where were the other agencies? Not one other agency came forward to give their support.
Nope, not one. Nope.
So there you have it again.
Yeah.
Well, nobody was there when Corey was killed either.
No.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, I remember
They wouldn't
that.
Even come out and demand a thorough investigation. Not one politician was there. They were invited, but they weren't there.
Yeah, nobody went there. Yeah. I first started with you when Corey, you know, was killed.
Oh, that was horrible.
It was absolutely
That was an absolute murder gotten away with.
Oh, yeah.
That's always stand out.
Remain in my mind.
And we'll
mine
always
too.
Say that.
I remember when she got the video and she was, you know, and then I set forth, I never forget when she said, you know, that he had markings on his neck. Then I sent that information to the school, and they said, oh, we sent a thorough investigation, blah, 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 blah. And they sent me, it's being investigated. I'm like, we can't talk about an active case. Well, why can't you talk about an active case? You know why? Because everybody's covering everybody. That's why, you know, at that point. Then they said, but we will investigate this. My butt, you investigated it. You'd investigate anything.
Well, there should have been a higher caliber of expert.
Oh, yeah.
To examine Corey.
The body, yeah.
We wanted that. Joe was willing to fight for that, and the family didn't want it. So.
Well, the family's attorney, more like it wasn't helping for that, you know?
Yeah, that too. That lawyer was horrible.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, here again, we tried to step in and... And take over, went so far as to say, let Inner Sight be the spokesperson.
Oh, yeah.
For the family, and they wouldn't do it. You know, so sometimes people, through their own fear or whatever it is, as much as I love Sheila and Andre and the whole family, can botch things up.
Yeah.
See, they're too emotionally involved. Okay?
Or they're too, at the moment, I don't know how to say it, but this only word is that they're too, from all directions they're getting information. And also they're in grief at the same time. So it's hard at the moment.
Well, all the more so why they shouldn't be directly involved.
That's right. They should have other people doing it. You know.
Anyway, Inner Sight, I remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Mr. Kennedy, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. And a great supporter of Inner Sight. We thank him for that. Let's see, what else? Around the world, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, who have helped us in the past. And, excuse me. And we thank them for being there. All right, what else we got? Around the world on this election eve.
Oh, my.
Able News.
Okay. My cue. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscriptions today. Back to you, Frank.
We added a few names to our petition in October. It was Guide Dog Month. So I want to thank the people who have signed. We didn't get answers to our questions, as far as I know. Is there any new information on that?
No. Nobody.
Nobody answered?
No.
All right. But, I mean, we didn't expect answers. Because only the service dog schools have that information, and they're not disclosing it. Now, you see, there's further proof that they don't want people to have rights. Because if they did, they would happily disclose it and say, hey, you know, we make decisions, but we're not perfect. We're not God, you know. Maybe we should have some help. Maybe we should be licensed. I'll never forget that meeting I went to. I was invited to talk at the VA. Two, three years ago now? And somebody got up from the big guide dog school and were asked about licensing.
Yeah, yeah.
Said, oh, we're looking into it. Now, that's a political answer.
It is.
And from experience, that means they're not going to do anything about it.
Or they put it right on the back shelf or in the garbage when they say something like that.
Yeah, so there's the proof right there. And when I asked the question, how many people who serve this country have been denied service dogs in the last 2-3 years, nobody could answer that question.
That's right.
How can you be a true advocate if you don't have information? You can't do it.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about. You know people have been denied. That we know, but we don't know a number or how many. All the money that was hoarded by the agency. Anyway, sign up petition, change.org. And we thank you for that. Inner Sight, Election Eve, and a little hint that I believe in. Don't vote by party. You know, vote by your gut feeling. That's what I believe. And go by the gut feeling. I mean, if you have personal interaction with the candidate, go by that.
Yeah.
But don't vote because you're a certain party member. I got an email today from the Republican Party here on Long Island. I like their email. It was a very caring email. You know, hope everybody's well. We care about people asking us to vote for the one candidate for Congress, and he happens to be on the team that Senator Boyle wants to hook up after the election to try to get this volunteer idea up to help people in the nursing home. So I support Andrew Garbarino. That doesn't mean everybody who knows me is going to support him, but I'm just saying I do.
Yeah.
You know, because they have expressed themselves. I have Senator Boyle's private cell number.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to reach out to Biden, Mr. Trump. You know, no response, nothing.
Yeah.
I've tried to go to the channels and nothing. You know, I don't believe that anybody's better than anybody.
That's correct.
You know, we reach 100,000 people. You would think that they would give us a phone call, a courteous call, but nothing from the presidential candidate. So I'm going to go with what we got. You know, we've had some interaction with a couple of people with a promise, and we're going to see what happens. So tomorrow, I mean, you don't have to vote. A lot of people are not going to vote. That's their prerogative. I say vote, you know, but it's up to the individual. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, Mad or Glad, Election Eve, Monday. You want to throw something out there, if you're on the line, feel free. I know a lot of people are mad at the governor in New York State.
Yeah.
For what he did to people in the nursing homes, what he's continuing to do.
Yeah.
See, there's the more of a crime. That makes it worse, because he's continuing. He still hasn't reached out to help these people. You know, crazy. People should be on an emergency basis now to get out of these nursing homes. No more of this months and months, a year waiting. No.
Mm-hmm.
They've been risked. Their lives have been risked enough. Get them out.
Yes. Yeah, just get them out of there.
Declare an emergency. You know? The virus supposedly is coming back, supposed to be getting worse. You know, Cuomo, you didn't do the right thing at first. Here's a chance to make up for it.
Yeah.
That's what I would say to Andy Cuomo if I had a chance to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Anybody
I would definitely. I would say the same thing, honestly.
Yeah.
The funniest thing I found, the weirdest thing, the nursing home gives me a call today, right? And they say, you know, your mom's cholesterol is extremely high. And I said, well, what are you guys doing about it? Are you changing her diet? Are you, you know, finding a better way to see why, you know, her blood cholesterol is high? You know, I'm finding, you know, I'm trying to see why her cholesterol is high. And, well, she does have
it's easy
family
to figure
history.
Out.
Well,
shouldn't get enough exercise.
That, too.
Burn these things up.
Well, it's not only that. She also has a family history of it, a very bad family history of it.
Well, the more so.
Her father. Yeah, and so do I, and so does my aunt has it the worst. She has to take injections to get rid of the cholesterol. She has to, like, these special things that she has to, you know, go get special approval for. And
there's other ways to
blah, blah, blah.
Do it. That's what the medical
profession
tells you. I know
there is, but she don't believe in it, my aunt, so I can't even get her to. She only believes
in
doctors. I don't.
That's a tragedy that people don't believe in.
I know. It is
ways.
A tragedy.
It really is.
I try to get her. She goes, no, I only believe in my doctor. I was like, okay, that's all right. That's her. That's what she wants.
Well, it's like people who believe in the church, who have abused and killed people all these years, and they still believe in that stuff.
I know. And they still
will believe
in that.
And
that's just
between them and God,
that
nothing
gonna,
you can do.
That's right. I know, but
that's
what they'll believe into the day they die, you know. And you can't change it no matter what. You have to just go with the way they are. You know, and but yet they'll know when they go to God, and they'll feel what has happened, and that's it. You know, oh, maybe I should have done it another way. You know, but that's just the way it is. Me,
well,
I'm
you know how would Jesus give you drugs? Would God give you drugs to hurt your body and do all this crazy stuff and ruin the earth? He never did that, and he never would.
No. Well, the funny thing is I realized it when I'm starting to feel better with alternative stuff, and I can't, and I'm not allowed because of the traditional system to take other medicines, meaning homeopathic medicines or vitamins and stuff like that. So that's the real hardship here. I have an insurance that's so encompassing, but yet it's not encompassing enough to give me the alternative, which really bothers me. I'm like, I wish I had an insurance that would just cover alternative care. That would be awesome, but it doesn't.
But Rosie should eat. Your mom should eat certain types of greens. She should have exercise. She should have various vitamins, sunshine, and daily exercise.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
That's why people have a lot of these things, and this cholesterol scare, they're finding out now, is not as bad as the medical profession makes it out to be. So there's another thing.
Oh yeah, but she self produces it. I know from my grandfather, he had it, and he had. And so did my father's, her father, died early from it at the age of in his 50s. And so did my other grandfather, two of them. My two
probably
grandfathers
died more
died early
from the damn medicine they gave him.
No, well, I don't know about that, about both grandfathers.
I do.
Because they
medicine
died before
promotes
my
death.
Right, but
you.
No, I think they both of them worked hard, didn't stop working. One of them smoked very badly.
No,
and I think that
they know more.
That's what killed them more than anything else. You know,
no, why don't
and
these doctors
heart,
care about people?
Bad.
Why don't they get rid of these damn cigarettes?
That's true.
There's another issue.
Yeah,
they're the mad.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Get rid of these damn cigarettes. Who needs them?
They're worse. They're so addicting. They're worse than even all the drugs out there. That is the truth. I see from my husband. He tries every single time to try to stop it, but he hits a roadblock each time.
They got a
stupid
rule on the Long Island Railroad that I happen to ride a couple days a week. You can't smoke on the platform. You know, so you know what people are doing? They're standing in the stairwell, smoking, and the damn smoke is coming right up in people's faces. And what the hell kind of crap is this? It's a half-assed job, you know. Get rid of the damn cigarettes. And look at all the money they waste to pass a stupid law when all they got to do is get rid of the damn cigarettes. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, people promote illness. They really do. And I wonder how many people who have been smoking have attracted this virus and got worse because their lungs are weak. There's another piece of information disclosing. You know, how many people have died like that?
I didn't hear you because I got disconnected by my phone rudely. I'm sorry. Something about
I said. I said. I'm wondering how many people have contracted this virus who smoke, and the virus has made them more susceptible and weak because their lungs have been weakened from the cigarette and died that way.
Oh, yeah. I won't doubt it.
And they put down
They've
it with the coronavirus.
And,
and abused by, you know, being, you know, constantly smoking all the time, and they're, you know, they have these little sacks that act as filters, and you don't have the ability to filter anymore. And now you can't get rid
it's
of it.
It's called emphysema, world.
Yeah.
You don't want to get that. Once you get that,
no. I mean,
that's it, man.
I have.
Your phone is all gobbled and in and out. And it just cut out again, I believe. All right, Inner Sight, Matt, a glad Monday. Election Eve. And tomorrow, the big day. So we'll see some of the issue for millions of us will be, will these accessible voting machines be available? You know, I hope they're not going to try to pull I wouldn't be surprised if they try to pull anything, because there's no enforcement, see? So I'm wondering if they're going to try to say, hey, because of the virus, we couldn't get these machines here. I mean, any excuse, you know. When they didn't have the machines, what was their excuse? You know, now that we got them.
All right, I'm back again. And this was on a different phone this time. Somebody's trying to disconnect me from talking now. Now I'm mad.
You know, so I'm wondering if these Board of Elections are going to make sure that we have the accessible machines and that there's enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting thing. Suppose you don't have the accessible machine, you know, and you call the police, right? They're supposed to make sure that someone has the right to vote, right?
That's correct.
The question becomes, would they protect a disabled person the same way they're going to protect anybody else? In other words, I want to vote in privacy. The machine's supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. It's not here. Where is it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have the... If we don't have the accessible machines where I vote, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to make a big issue out of it. Let's see what they do.
I'm going to do the same thing.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Your phone keeps clicking on and off, in and out.
I know. I don't know why. And the other one did the same thing, and I don't know why.
Are you on a landline?
I'm on a cell phone, and my landline cut out, too.
Oh, well, that's
cut out, and I don't know why.
Clicking. It's not that strong. What happened with the landline?
My landline cut out, too.
Is it charged up? Is that a cordless, that landline?
Both are cordless.
Oh, well, that's probably what it is. You know,
something's happening in this area. I don't know why.
Unless the signal is weak, I don't know.
This whole area.
Anybody on the line?
Hold on. Let me see if Maureen will want to talk. Hold on. All right, hold on.
We got television.
Yes, Maureen's online. Yes.
All right, hold it. We got television Thursday night, 7:30, channel 20. And Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit. So we sent some new shows over to Manhattan. So hopefully they'll get them going, you know. Excuse me. All right, let's take a call from Queens, New York, Election Eve. And Maureen, can we get her on the line?
Yes.
All right, Inner Sight Live.
All right, here she
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Be right
Hello.
Back.
Well,
how you doing?
I'm not only mad, I'm kind of like irate would be more of the word to use because, you know, I got another two robocalls today from the nursing home saying that an employee again has brought in the virus. And they hope to open on November 11th now, which is 2 days after what they had said last time. So then later on in the day, I called the, whatever her title is, the liaison between the family members and patients and the nursing home. And she told me, yeah, yesterday they found out another one had it. Now, I have been being tested the past several weeks since they said, you know, to visit you had to be. I am always negative. My mom is, like I told by the liaison, not one patient has it. Not one patient has it. So it's the workers who are bringing it in. Now, I'm just so irate that my mom could be at home with me and me with her if we could find somewhere. And we wouldn't have to worry about this nonsense of other people bringing it in. Because, you know, it's just getting beyond, you know, belief. I haven't seen my mom but 9 times for 5 an hour and the last 4 45 minutes each. 9 times out of since March 10th, if my calculations are right, that's 236 days, I think it was. I haven't seen her in 226 days of that 235. I haven't seen her in all that time. This is totally disgusting. They had somebody on the news last night on the radio that's from AARP, and they're working on different things for nursing homes. And one thing is so that the family members can visit their loved ones in the wintertime. I mean, we're going to miss Thanksgiving. We've already missed Mother's Day, Easter first, Mother's Day, are both birthdays. We're going to miss Thanksgiving, I'm sure. And I'm pretty sure Christmas. This is disgusting, honestly. And
what are they, Maureen? What are they doing with the people that are bringing in this virus? Any
I don't
word
know.
On
I
that?
Have to ask. I guess they send them home to isolate. You know, but this is just ridiculous. Absolutely. And then I hear on the radio they're putting up the plywood all over New York at the store so that all the cretons can go out and protest if the election doesn't go their way. And they'll be out in droves, not social distancing, most of them not wearing masks. This protesting has gone on all summer long. You know what I mean? And I can't visit my mom, who I'm negative, she's negative, and we can't see each other. Something, and the governor has come up with another one of his strategies for the visitors, from, you know, other states. That ain't going to work either. It's the same old crap from him. Same old crap. Let him devise some way that we can see our loved ones in nursing homes. Let him do
that.
What they
ought to do is get him the hell out of there. That's the way.
Well, yes. We know that. That's what he's got to do first.
Way.
But you know darn well
anything,
he ain't going
to
do that.
You know, when you think about it, anything short of getting the people out is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work because the next day somebody else could come in and they could find that they
Absolutely.
Have this virus.
Absolutely.
So that's the only way, really. Get people
I don't know
out
how they
there.
Found out yesterday that somebody, because it's only 2 days off from the previous day, so I don't know how their math calculates either, because it used to be 28 days and it was 14 days. So I don't know how they are figuring up this mathematically, but I don't know. You know, so this could go
who knows?
Because, like you say, someone else could bring it in. I'm just so sick and tired of it. Sick and tired. And he's never going to resign because he thinks he's the king. He's writing his book and going all over promoting it, so he ain't going to resign. He thinks he's absolutely God's gift to the earth. You know? It's just, really, I have to find. If my mom could make the trip and I could find somewhere, I got to find a red state. That's what, of course, all around here are blue states, but, you know, because they are the worst. Now, how can he say other people from other states where it's supposedly spiking? Well, it's supposedly spiking in New Jersey, and it's supposedly, which I don't believe all this crap, I believe it's only spiking this past week because they want Trump out. Funny, all this spiking went on the week before the elections. I don't believe that. I really, truly don't.
I don't believe half the stuff they say either.
I tell you, I listened to CBS the other day because I wanted to see their take on everything, because I usually listen to WABC. Everything was the COVID. Every story was COVID, except one story about Whitney Houston. That was it. Everything else was COVID.
Yeah.
You know,
boring.
It's just ridiculous. Hmm?
It's boring.
Do they ever do any stories on
alternative medicine, how to build the immune system, they ever do anything like that?
No, I haven't heard anything. About that. Mm-mm.
I used to be a big fan of CBS Radio. I know several reporters over there.
I used to be a fan, too. We used to listen to that all the time. But the last, you know, during this political cycle, it has changed. They, all of them, are so pro-Biden. It is sickening. The NPR station, the night of the debate, the night of the conventions and everything, they had a fact check. Everything that Trump said, everything that came out of his mouth, they had a check. It is just, the media is just owned by Biden, truly. And anything that they come up with about Biden, you know, anything bad, or they either don't report it, your Facebook page is shut down, they have to have, you know, names and everything. But anything can be said about Trump. Anything. Anything can, you know, when he said these politicals, said he said about the military, when he said, he called them whatever, and he didn't go to the cemetery. But they have it on tape, and I wish they would have played it more, that Biden called them, what the hell did he call them, scum something? And he called them other things before that, too. But they should have played that more on ABC, WABC, you know?
Yeah.
But they are so anti-Trump. It's totally disgusting, really. The way they go after him, like I say that night with Savannah Guthrie, that was disgusting, really. That was, you don't go after anybody, but you should have respect for the president no matter who he is. They would never have done that years ago to any president. But the media has just gone, I don't know, they have all these young
people. Well, how come they don't go after these doctors they're allowing this to happen?
Well, where was Fauci while this, he's the head of the Center for Disease Control. Where was he while this virus was heading to? He didn't get in touch with the World Health Organization or Johns Hopkins. Where was he?
He makes these little comments and then he gets off. He says this is just the beginning, that it's going to get worse. I mean, how nice. Anybody could say that. What the hell are you doing about it?
Well, why say such a thing if there's nothing we can do about it? We can only wear the mask.
Well, there's nothing
that
they want to do about it.
Well, that's what I mean. So why bother keep on saying, oh, it's going to be the darkest winter and the people are there? Why bother and scaring people more, you know?
That makes
they should have just made sure before it got here
things.
To stop it. Hmm?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is just, but I have to find a way to get my mom out because it's torturous that here we both are negative. And they're bringing in the workers. This is just horrendous. And this will go on and on and on.
Even if you find a place, she has to wait months to be switched over to the community services.
Medicaid.
You know? That should be under an emergency. That should happen immediately.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Why should it take months? I mean,
that's where the governor
should
do something about that.
I know.
You know, he ought to declare that anyone in the nursing home, if you find an apartment, you want to get your loved one out, you know, you have immediate recognition by the medical community. Just going.
I know this. They
I mean,
had on the radio
anything,
7 months
this damn guy. You know, he doesn't give a damn about anybody.
He doesn't care. He is so. When he speaks, he just speaks down to people. I have never heard anybody speak like he does. He just speaks down to his servants, to his peons, to his minions. You know what I mean? He just—he is so totally, totally disgusting in every way, shape, and he's just vile. He's just disgusting. There's no
Maureen. Have you heard anything about where the money from the book is going?
No, tomorrow I'm going to call the councilman, the Republican councilman, because he's working on a lawsuit against him. And this AARP is also going to have things investigated.
Tell him we'll join it if he needs us.
This AARP story that was on last night, they're also going to look into, you know, what he did wrong, what went wrong and everything. So I have to call tomorrow. Might be a bad day, election day, but it might be a good day, maybe, you know. And find where the
pocket
of his stupid book goes. Mm-hmm. You know, his stupid damn book. You know, where the pockets are going. Because we forget to hear
right
that. Yeah, that's Suzanne's phone, I think, again, is it? Suzanne?
Yeah. It's my phone. Mm-hmm. My crappy phone. Mm-hmm. Phone.
The second phone you had was better. You were loud and clear. It just was clicking a couple times, but you sounded better on that one. The second one. Mm-hmm.
The second call?
No, the second phone when you got on, that sounded better. It was clearer. You were louder. It just clicked, you know, a couple times, two or three times, you know. But
it
that
was
one
the same
was better
phone.
Sounding.
Yeah, it was the same phone.
What happened
phone.
To it?
It's the same phone.
Well, now it's got no strategy in the mess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I have to, I mean, this cannot go on for another year or so. I have to do something because this is just heartbreaking and ridiculous and it's just too much. It really is. It really, truly, truly is too much.
You know, Maureen, you find a place, you know, and we're going to push like hell to overturn this business with this community crap. We're going to try to get it on an emergency thing and push it right through. We got to do something.
Yeah.
But you got to have a place for her to go.
Well, that's the hard part because nobody wants to, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's. The credit, I don't know if it's the handicap, I don't know what it is, but first thing when you call places, they ask right away about the credit. Now, I mean, we have enough for the rent each month. We have more than enough for most of the rent.
Well, that's
we
what
just
I
don't
would
have
emphasize,
the credit.
You know, you have enough for the rent. You paid your rent constantly for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
I would concentrate on that. And you have...
They don't
have,
seem to care.
Income, you know, you can't. In other words, you can't lose your job and not be able to pay the rent.
I mean, they just don't seem
income.
To care, you know.
I know it worked.
You know,
it worked
really...
for me over here. That's how I got in here. My credit was horrible.
Well,
how'd you do it?
You know, maybe, you know. I don't know. I just don't know what to do.
I did
really
it on my
because,
on my
the...
track record.
Mm.
Oh wow.
So that's how it should be.
I know.
Look at all the people now who can't pay their rent.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, a lot of people
lost their job and everything else.
Right. Exactly. So I don't know what it is. I really don't know if when they hear about the handicap or two handicapped people, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but. This has been going on now for 3 years, you know, trying to find places. I've asked other people, you know, and I'm so sick of calling people and nobody answers the phone. And when you leave messages and nobody returns calls, that's Social Security. And,
that's horrible.
Actually, it was better during the main part of the pandemic. People answer the phone more.
Yeah, the first time.
Anymore, it's horrible. What's that?
Yeah, they don't answer the phone. They don't answer the phone now. And then you have to call two, yeah, three, four times, and then you're like, and they still don't answer the phone. And then when you, they do answer the phone, they answer for a short time, and I'll look into it. Are you looking into it? How are you looking into it?
Yeah.
Give me a call back.
I mean,
when are you going to call me back?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll call you back. Why, yeah. When are you calling me back? You got to give me a time. No, they're not giving you a time.
Yeah. No, you leave messages, nobody calls back.
Yeah.
I even called, I told the lady from the liaison today, I said, is her social worker in? Because I haven't been able to get her the past week and a half. She said, I really don't know. Mm-hmm. So she said, I'll send her an email. Well, I haven't heard.
And then you have your own issues that you're calling about, too. And you just want to put your hands up and go,
I'm just so tired of the whole thing. I am just so, I would like to wake up one day and say, yeah, I don't have to get on the damn phone and try to find someone or something or a house or whatchamajig or see how my mom is in the damn nursing home. I just want to be with her. With her.
Yeah. And be happy.
That's what I just want to be.
No.
With her and her with me, sharing whatever time we have left together.
Together.
I mean, for this freaking pandemic to come at this time in our lives, when she's 85, it couldn't have come 20 years later if it had to come at all.
Right.
You know?
I know what you mean. Because my mom's 85, too. We're both in the same. You know, I'm a little younger than you. Even, my mom's 85 as well. And I feel that pressure, like you do as well, to get her out. And I got my mom on that list also to get out.
Yeah.
And then they called me in the nursing home frantically, obviously, which sort of made me laugh in a way, saying, did you really want your mom on this program? Yes. Then I told my aunt about it. And then my aunt says to me, are you sure she's going to have, somebody to take care of her? I said, yes. Because they said to me, you're going to, and then the people at the nursing home, everybody's trying to bring doubt, all different types of doubt to my head.
Right.
And I'm like, listen, I'm going to make sure when I get her out of there, I'm going to have 24/7. I have to.
Right.
Otherwise, I can't get her out of there. That's the only thing.
Right.
Then I want her across the street from me. I'm going to have to do that as well. You know, I want her in an apartment complex across the street.
Wouldn't it be better to have them with us than have them in a place where 50 to 100 people or more could have a deadly virus that they could be exposed to?
So.
Like my mom
I
back in the spring?
I know.
I mean,
you're
she did get it. Thank God she survived. Yeah. Thank God she was asymptomatic.
They have designed these programs to take months and a year or more with the hope that the person will die and they won't have to do it.
I think.
That's the damn-ass truth, world.
It is.
Right. I have to get a
because
book.
Because there's three different programs.
I know it's on an audio tape catalog.
Wait a minute. One at a time. What'd you say, Maureen?
Okay. I have to get this book. I didn't get it, but I know it's on audio. It was in the catalog one time. It's called The Politics of Viruses. I have to get that. That would be kind of interesting.
I'll read it after you once you get it.
I know. I guess it always stuck in my head. And, of course, when I heard it, we didn't have the virus yet. But now then, it's I'd like to check that out. And there's also something called, I heard yesterday, the Great Barrington Declaration, and it explains about the COVID and how it's not as bad, I think, as they're making it out to be.
Yeah.
But it's just too coincidental. Everything spiked the week before the election. I don't believe
that.
I think that's all BS.
I just think that things were so hidden. I don't trust anything anymore. It sounds crazy. I don't really trust anything anymore. I really don't.
Well, did you see Prince William had it back in the spring, and he didn't tell anybody because the father had it, and he didn't want to upset anybody.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't blame him because you know what? It's just his business. I really feel that if nobody, needs to know, guess what? They don't really need to know.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just,
Well, you find a, by the way, my friend John is looking for a place for you. He doesn't rent out rooms. I asked him, but he's just trying to find you a place out here, you know.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah, okay. That'd be good.
So we're spreading the word around.
Yeah, we're supposed to find. That'd be good.
Yeah.
If I hear something around here that's like a place, I've been looking on Apartment Finder, too, for wheelchair accessible places as well. So you never know.
Thanks.
If I find something.
Yeah.
There was one, but it was too small. It only was one bedroom, and it was really small. And the square yardage was like way too small. So and it was too pricey, too small. I was like, no, move on.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like,
oh, thanks.
Well, sometimes
thank
I
you.
You know.
Yeah, thank you both, and thank John too, and thank everybody who's looking and.
Yeah, you need something that's going to be reasonable. You don't need something that's going to choke you, you know.
Well,
right.
You find a place,
I mean,
and we'll push it through.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to stand for this stuff months and months and a year. No, it's got to be done right away.
No.
Right, exactly. I mean, there was a woman and her sister, well, maybe in April or May, they took their 95-year-old mother out, but see, they had a place for her to go. I could take her out tomorrow if I had a place, you know, but I don't have the place. That's the sticking point, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they could probably do the rest real quick if, you know, if I said I want. I mean, you know, but it's a finding a place, you know.
Inner sight. We're going to move on. Maureen, thank you.
Maureen, thank
you. Okay,
thanks, for being there, and we're
okay,
with you.
Sister.
And, you know, the key here is to find a place.
Yeah, that's
true. I keep saying it, but it's true.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
All right,
thanks, guys.
All right. Election Eve, inner sight. USA, and don't forget to vote tomorrow if you're going to vote. Let's see. During
that's
the
right.
week, we got tomorrow night is open mic. You know, it would be a lot to talk about, I'm sure. Wednesday night, we're going to do a show. I got the idea from this guy in England, Johnson. Sounds like a real moron. When he said there's no alternative. There's plenty of alternative. Where the hell has he been? You know, and I understand they have socialized medicine in England. So he's got more alternative. So that's Wednesday's show. Yes, there is an alternative. All right. And Thursday, we're going to talk about the new president. Is he going to liberate the millions of us who are disabled and elderly?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Happy voting for those of you who are going to do it. And Suzanne, co-host, engineer. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Phone number 631-224-309. 224-309-0631. What do you want to say? Goodbye? Go ahead, hurry up.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Be with you tomorrow night, the big night, and we'll see what happens. Who knows? May the best man win. Isn't that what they say?
That's right.
Isn't that the American way?
Yes, it is.
All right. So we called it like that. And stay healthy. Wild oil of oregano.
Bye, everyone. Is in honor of Joseph Arion, by the way.
Apple cider vinegar. Stuff that helps keep the liver clean, the immune system. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night.